Well, New Orleans is just one of many hotspots nationwide dealing with this fourth wave of COVID. And complicating the public health response is a new study out of Provincetown, Massachusetts, finding that vaccinated people with breakthrough infections had the same levels of the virus as unvaccinated people with COVID, suggesting the two groups could spread the coronavirus just as easily once infected. But this data published on Friday came after the CDC advised that vaccinated people wear masks indoors in high-spread areas, a move that was criticized at the time for its lack of supporting data. Zeynep Tufekci is an associate professor at the University of North Carolina, and she publishes the newsletter Insight. She's been writing about what she calls a lack of transparency at the CDC. Zeynep, welcome.
Hi.
Well, let's start with thank you for being here. Let's start with what exactly this new study out of Provincetown, Massachusetts tells us. It details a COVID-19 outbreak at the beginning of July where vaccinated people made up three-fourths of the cases. What is it about this study that changes what we knew before?
Well, I think it's the first study we have out of the United States where we have an outbreak in a largely vaccinated population. This area had a great influx of people, something like 60,000 during the July 4th week. And from a lot of first-person reports, we know that there was a lot of indoor activities, parties, bars, late nights. And the population was largely vaccinated to begin with. So that was the baseline. And they had, you know, hundreds of people who were infected. And according to the paper that was finally published, they had no deaths. They had a couple of severe cases that were hospitalized, but that later resolved. So in some sense, it showed something we'd been seeing elsewhere around the world that was documented in Singapore, that the vaccinated can transmit because there was vaccinated people getting infected and perhaps transmitting, but that the vaccines worked really well to turn this from what could have been many, many deaths and much hospitalizations into, well, okay, it happened and now it's passed. But the problem, what you're highlighting here, is that the way we have heard it from the CDC was really difficult to parse through because we heard it from Dr. Walensky on her July 27th news conference. And then we got the details from CDC slides that were leaked to Washington Post. And that's the last way you want to learn about a study like this. And then finally the study came out like 4 or 5 days later. There was a lot of confusion about what it actually said. So that was my issue with the, it's not just transparency in that, of course, they eventually, you know, publish. It's just that when you're in an outbreak like this, leaving almost, you know, 4 or 5 days between saying something and publishing the paper that goes with it, it really creates this confusion. We were all trying to, like, read slides that were, you know, on the Washington Post website, trying to understand what exactly is the saying instead of, you know, reading the paper.
Well, in addition to that, the CDC stopped tracking symptomatic breakthroughs, breakthrough infections in May. Why did they do that? And what does it mean for our ability to contextualize the findings of these infections in the vaccinated people, as we saw as happened in Massachusetts?
So that's a really good point because with the previous variants, including Alpha, which was dominant, we did not see a lot of breakthrough infections, and what breakthrough infections we did see did not seem to be transmitting onwards. So it's been clear for a while, just from anecdotes. I have a pile of anecdotes that this has been happening. And even more important, we have data from Singapore for more than a month now where they do actually keep tracking these things as we should have. That was showing that it was happening. But in May, the CDC decided that it would only track these breakthroughs if the person got hospitalized because at the time, everything else was rare. But you can see that's not why you track things, because they don't happen. You track them just in case something changes. And that leads to us kind of being stuck in a fog of pandemic. We're looking at other countries' data to try to make sense of it instead of having our own primary data. And to give an example about this very question of transmission from the vaccinated, the Provincetown data we have doesn't have a lot of longitudinal follow-up. We just got a paper from Singapore again, who's doing a great job, that shows that that equality of viral load is very brief. Like at the beginning, the vaccinated people kind of have an infection, but then their immune system kicks in. So the full message is a lot more optimistic than what we got with our incomplete data. And 18 months into a pandemic, we really should be in a better place having our own data and being quick to respond.
Zeynep Tufekci, associate professor at the University of North Carolina. She writes for The Atlantic, The New York Times. Thank you.